Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. As the intro said, this is a program lovingly intended for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that is affecting our relationship with our husband, wife, or partner. Perhaps it can be happening with our son or daughter, or maybe with our brother or sister, or even with ourself. Ego stupidity that's making it difficult for us to achieve, to make use of our various gifts and potential, to climb the ladder of success, and to experience a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. Ego stupidity that can make it difficult to deal effectively with the inevitable changes, adversity, stressors, or conflicts that happen in all of our lives. And finally, ego stupidity that can make it difficult to experience genuine, lasting happiness, and often leads us into unneeded or inappropriate anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or something I call fake happiness, which is pleasure-based happiness often masquerading for the real thing. If things aren't going well or as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives, or perhaps not as well as we want it to go, has much to do with our ego energy. This is the fuel for ego stupidity. It's often the unseen and unrecognized source of what's going wrong in our life, both humanly and spiritually. These are lessons I've learned from thousands of people, just like you, over the past 40 years. You've taught me with your lives, your relationships, and your experiences what theorists, books, or schools of psychology could not teach me about ego. You have been my teachers. Again, I want to thank you for joining me for today's program, which is going to have us be looking at ego's impact on our spirituality and our spiritual wellness, and how ego can often weaken it. That is, how ego can create distance from our ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is, something I call divine truth, when we are experiencing issues involving power, flexibility, and vulnerability in our ego energy. Also, how ego can weaken our ability to come from a place of spiritual wellness in important areas of our life, involving our ability to love ourselves and to love others, our ability to work with the gifts that we have all been given to fulfill our potential and to know our life's purpose, and also, again, to experience genuine happiness, real, lasting happiness, and also how ego can weaken our embrace of four divine gifts that we've all been given, the gifts of our life, the gift of being able to create the life in which we are living, the gift of our eternal life, and also the gift of God within. In order to get to at ego's impact, we have to begin by looking at three important questions. They are, what is meant by spirituality? And also, what is meant by God? And finally, what is meant by spiritual wellness? Understanding ego's impact is very much connected to how we think about and how we understand each of them. And I want to approach each of those three important questions with this overriding thought, a very important thought, which is that truth is often very simple. The truth that we're going to be speaking about involving spirituality, God, and spiritual wellness. Truth is often brilliant in its simplicity, not its complexity, but in its simplicity. And I'm going to be explaining what I mean by that as we go through our discussion of each of those questions and the answers I'm going to offer. And by the way, truth is often right before our eyes, or it's under our nose. It's much closer to us rather than being far away. Also, truth is something that anybody can understand. Truth isn't just for some, but everyone. Truth would not be very useful or helpful if it were elusive. Truth is not hiding from us. If anything, we are often hiding from it. You don't have to be really smart to know truth. You don't have to be well educated to know truth. You don't have to travel far to get truth. You only have to travel to yourself. You don't have to find a guru in order to get truth. You can uncover the truth using yourself. So I'm going to be talking about spirituality, about God, and about spiritual wellness with each of those ideas in mind involving truth. So we're going to start by looking at what is meant by spirituality in order to understand ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. There have been lots of ideas about what spirituality is, and some, perhaps many of them, are very abstract, very complex, and very mystical, that is, spirituality, what that is. And often to the degree that it makes the idea of spirituality very confusing. It makes it very difficult to understand, and it makes it difficult to develop an understanding with which to share with others. And sometimes we can see religions often do that to the degree that they often foster conflict within and between them about what spirituality is and what it means to be spiritual. Well, how about this simple idea? Spirituality is our relationship with God. It's our relationship with God. A unique relationship between ourselves and God. It's our connection to God that we each have. And to make it even more simpler, spirituality is God within our being. Spirituality is God within our being. Now, what that God is, I'm going to be talking about next, but for now, keeping it very simple, spirituality is God within our being. And this is something that we are all endowed with because we are all spiritual beings. Again, we are all endowed. We are all spiritual because we have God within our being. Now, for some, that may not make sense to you, but wait till I talk about spiritual wellness and how our ego can impact it before you have any harder or impressions or conclusions that may differ from that notion. So I'll get to what I think you're maybe considering right now. So we all have the love, and we have the life, and we have the energy God is within us. Because in order to exist, it would have to be there. This is an existence, your existence, my existence, that's been made possible while each of those over the millions of years that made your existence possible. Love made you possible. Life made you possible. Energy made you possible, coming forth from God. Now, your parents may have conceived you, but God designed you over the course of evolution to have a brain, to have heart, to have lungs, to have everything that is part of who you are. Everything that made you possible and all other life possible. So your existence is rooted in God. God is part of you. Spirituality is part of you. And this is the case even when we are being a lesser or worse version of ourselves, or maybe others are being that. So even when you or I or somebody may be living in roles, or others are living in the roles I talk about in the two voices within, people may be a dictator, people may be a victim, an authoritarian, racist, sexist, sociopath, and many, many more other types of roles that people get caught up due to their ego energy, that does not remove the presence of spirituality in their being, the existence of spirituality in their being. So ego does not and cannot remove or erase that connection because it's part of our divine essence. And this is the case whether we like it or not or even realize it or not, but God is always a part of us. You are always a spiritual being having a human experience from the day you were born until the day you leave this earthly existence. So basically, ego has no impact on our spirituality. It cannot remove that. But it can impact our spiritual wellness, which, again, I'll be getting to a little later. But next, we're going to look at the question of what is meant by God. In order to consider ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, there have been many notions about God, of God, written up by humans. How about this one, which predates when humans made their appearance on the planet? Before we started trying to divine God and gave God a name called God or whatever other names people utilize to represent God, and maybe we often turn God in our efforts to know God and understand God into a human, often resulting in conflict between and within groups, including religious group, about what God is. Something that perhaps has often led to many questioning the existence of God and had led others to atheism due to the attribution or ascription of human qualities, particularly negative ones, including God being at times an angry entity or a vengeful entity or a judgmental entity or a punitive entity, none of which God is, because the love of God, the love God is incompatible with any of that and of many human characteristics that we try to ascribe to God. Again, try this idea, this simple, straightforward idea. God is love. God is life. God is energy. Something I refer to as divine truth. A love, life, and energy, which is within us and which surrounds us. Each of them here before we ever came into existence as a species and made it possible for humans to be a species. A love that is unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited. A love we can choose to be if our ego energy is healthy and not imbalanced by power, flexibility, or vulnerability issues. And we are able to be spiritually well. A life that recognizes the presence of God in all life forms, honors all life forms at all times and in all places, knows that our life is everlasting with no godly beginning or end, and life we can fully experience in the present. A life we can choose to be if our ego energy is healthy and not imbalanced by power, flexibility, or vulnerability issues, and we are spiritually well. An energy that promotes inner healing and transformation when met with the guiding light of truth and understanding. An energy we can choose to be and work with if our ego energy is healthy and not imbalanced, again, by power, flexibility, or vulnerability issues, allowing for us to be spiritually well. Unfortunately, these notions of God are often unseen. Maybe they're unrecognized or abandoned, and our ability to choose to be them is made difficult when unhealthy ego energy creates distance from them. Our power issues or flexibility or vulnerability issues can often lead people to form ego illusions I talk about involving separation or inequality or unworthiness that creates distance from being connected to God within our being and within others, which gets in the way of being the love, the life, and the energy God is. Something which is happening when we are not spiritually well, which leads us into the next area involving spiritual wellness and ego's impact upon it. I'm going to be talking about that when we come back from our first break. We'll be looking at how our ego energy can undermine our spiritual wellness that distances us from being the love, the life, and the energy God is. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Before the break, we were talking about ego's impact on our spirituality and our spiritual wellness. We were taking a look at what is meant by spirituality as well as what is meant by God. Very important questions to be considered in looking at that relationship, that impact that we're talking about involving ego and its effects upon us. We're going to now talk a little bit about the third question that I brought up, which is what is meant by spiritual wellness? Spiritual wellness. This is, when I'm referring to spiritual wellness, I'm talking about the healthiness of our relationship with God. The God both within us, which is our spirituality, as well as the God that surrounds us within all of the other aspects of life that we encounter, be it with people or animals or plants or other forms of life that we encounter. And this healthiness, this wellness, is impacted by the healthiness of our ego energy, which I've been alluding to. and will continue to share with you today throughout my other programs in the future. Our spiritual wellness involves our willingness and our ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is within our life. And it's manifested within our thoughts and within our words and within our deeds. And this is a manifestation that can take place in each of the important life areas in some very specific ways that I'll be sharing with you over the course of my programs. So this wellness is playing out, whether we are acting in a loving way toward ourselves, whether we're acting in a loving and supportive way toward others, whether we're working to achieve with our talents and all the other things that we are capable of doing. Our spiritual wellness, not only involving the love, life, and energy God is and the degree to which we are manifesting that within our love, within our life, but also our ability to embrace the four divine gifts of our life, our ability to create our life, our eternal life in God within. I think those particular gifts are often difficult for many people to realize, particularly if we are not spiritually well, or when there's a lower level of wellness in our spirituality. We may not even recognize the importance, the gift that our life truly is, or the opportunity that you and I and everybody has to create the life in which we're living. As well as the recognition of our eternal life and God within. And oftentimes our ego energy in different ways weakens our ability to even know that those gifts are true and exist. During our program next week, I'm going to focus mainly on those particular gifts and how our ego can impact our ability to embrace them and weaken our ability to experience a healthy level of spiritual wellness. But before we go ahead today, I'm going to take a look at ego's impact on our ability to be the love and the life and the energy God is. But I do want to repeat one extremely important idea. Now, ego impacts our spiritual wellness, but it does not and it cannot impact our spirituality. Has no effect on the spiritual essence within our being, the God within our being. Sometimes people like to suggest that it does, but ego doesn't even know that there is a spirituality to be removed, because ego doesn't have an intellect, and ego doesn't have an intentional capacity. It's just an energy that can work its way through our mind and lead to the kinds of choices we make in our thoughts and our behaviors and our feelings and so on that ultimately be played out in our ego self. But ego in and of itself, the energy that it is not trying to separate us from our spirituality. So ego is not trying to intentionally edge God out, as has sometimes suggested in other places. So now we're going to take a look at when we are being spiritually well, and perhaps when we're being less spiritually well or unwell, when it comes to our ability to be the love, life, and energy God is. So we're going to start by considering spiritual wellness when this involves our ability to be the love God is. We are spiritually well when we display love that places no conditions on its giving to others or receiving it from others. We're not placing any conditions on offering it or receiving it from others. We are fully receptive to the opportunity to manifest love without conditions placed upon ourselves or placed upon others. Also, we are spiritually well when we can offer love that is connective to all people, be they family or friends, or maybe people in general or strangers. Think about that. That idea of connectiveness, an open connectiveness to all people, be they our family, our friends, our people that we hardly know, or maybe people who are just acquaintances, or even strangers. we are spiritually well when our love is unburdened and can bear the weight of adversity, meaning that we can manifest that love. It doesn't get in the way of when things are difficult. And I think we're all familiar with that idea that things can become difficult. Sometimes as parents, you know, our children, our adolescents are going through some very difficult times. And there are significant challenges to how we are going to react and how we're going to respond in our efforts to work with them, in our efforts to love them. And we can be tested pretty intensively by what's taking place with our young people. And for some people, that can be a love that maybe it becomes too burdened, and people start to distance themselves, and the ego energy starts to weaken their ability to carry the burden and to manifest that love within all times and all places, even under difficult circumstances. I know that sometimes when parents are dealing with young people and maybe they're wrestling with drugs, that it's a very difficult time. It's a very challenging time. It's an opportunity for perhaps people to stop being as loving as they would normally be. And when we get to that place, something's going on with our ego that's interfering with that tremendous love that is still within our being that we can manifest in dealing with those kinds of challenges or in other kinds of challenges. So we are able to, when our ego energy is in a healthy place, we are going to be able to manifest that kind of love, to be that kind of love, particularly when we're under trying circumstances. Also, we are spiritually well when our love is unlimited. It's unlimited. And the more that we are being it within our life, and the more we are being it within our work, within our relationships, within our efforts to grow in our mind, the more there is of it. That's one of the unique characteristics of being the love God is, that the more we manifest it, the more we make an effort to experience and to be it in our lives, the more there is of it. You know, it seems like sometimes with human love, I'll call it, it's sort of like a quantity thing. There's only so much, and then it drains down. It kind of runs out. But that's not the case with when we are being the love God is. When we are spiritually well, there is no limit to that love and its availability. So when all of those kinds of things are happening, involving being the love God is, we are spiritually well. We are the manifestation of that godness within our being when it comes to love. But on the other side, when our ego energy is unhealthy and it starts to become imbalanced in its power or in its flexibility or vulnerability, we start to become entangled in what I refer to as ego illusions. Ego illusions. Illusions that involve things like separation. There's an emphasis on separation, being apart from others, rather than the ability to connect with the unity and the oneness that we all share. That has gone by the wayside. We don't treat others like that. We treat others, and it can be a problem with empowerment. We're too empowered. We're over-empowered, as I refer to it, for people who have high ego power, or with some people who have low ego power, who are feeling disempowered. They feel disconnected from others. They cannot feel connected with them. Ego illusions involving ego inequality start to color or affect our ability to be the love God is. We may walk around thinking we are more than, there's a higher ego power thing, or we are less than. Sometimes when we are feeling ego vulnerability, a high degree of ego vulnerability, and there's a lot of insecurity, it creates fearfulness in the way we relate to people. And it emphasizes sometimes the need to keep our distance from others rather than embracing the opportunity to share in the oneness and unity that we all have that's available within our spirituality and in the relationship we have with God. And also unworthiness is another illusion that starts to creep in, build upon our ego energy, whether it's a power issue or a flexibility issue or a vulnerability issue. If it's flexibility issues, particularly with those with low ego flexibility, we start to define people in certain ways as being unworthy of us. And sometimes that unworthiness is connected to how they're different from us. Perhaps they are different from us in a racial way or a religious way or an ethnic way or a gender orientation way or whatever way that humans are humanly different from each other. Those become the defining boundaries for whether we think of others as being worthy of us or not worthy of us. And when all of that's happening, we are displaying a love that is conditional, it's disconnected, it's burdened, and it's unlimited. We are less spiritually well or unwell when our love must be met with certain conditions that we place upon others, something that people often do. They put conditions upon others about whether they can be loved by them or not be loved by them. We can place conditions upon ourselves about whether we can love ourselves or not love ourselves. Build upon certain things that we are supposed to do or not do, or become or not become. We are gaining distance from spiritual wellness. We can also be less spiritually well or unwell when our love is connective to some and non-connective or disconnective to others. Sometimes we see that happening even within families, that some parents or some young people form relationships with certain family members and not with other family members. And that is a situation where, again, we're not spiritually well. There shouldn't be any boundaries between our ability to be connected to some members of our family and not others. These are examples of this failure to be spiritually well, difficulty with being spiritually well, which comes from our ego energy, the power issues, the flexibility issues, the vulnerability issues that weaken our ability to be fully loving in an unconditional, in a connective, in an unburdened, and in an unlimited way. We are less spiritually well or unwell when our love is burdened. When we find it difficult to love people. Perhaps they represent different challenges to us. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes drugs can be a challenge for people, being able to love others, or other kinds of adversity that people can experience or witness in terms of others. We find it difficult to handle that adversity. The love God is not strong enough or not available to us, to put it that way, because our ego energy is stopping us from connecting to it. It's there. All of it's there. We just have a difficult time because the ego energy is impacting capacity to be that. We are also less spiritually well when our love is limited. Again, we only think we have so much to give. We only have so much to give. And then it's it. We're done. It's like money. We only have so much money, and then after we have no more money, we have no more to give. Well, love doesn't work that way. If it's genuine love, it never runs out. And the more we are of it, the more it become we become of it. So the specific nature of this unhealthiness and how we will show it within our thoughts and feelings and behaviors can be very diverse, and it can be very different. And it's going to be shaped by the kind of our nature of our ego energy, and often in the ego stupidity that I'll be talking about, in how we think about people in unloving ways, how we feel about people in ways that are unloving, how we act toward others in ways that are unloving. This is something that's not the same for all people. We are, when it comes to our humanity, we are very diverse, just as much as we have, each of us and the planet has a different face. And we, as I said last week, we are unique individuals, all coming from a different time and place in our lives from anybody who has ever lived. And as a result, the ego stupidity that often comes out, and we often are experiencing without realizing it, comes forward in the way we act, the way we think, the way we feel, often ways that we don't even realize we're engaging in, but it's happening. And until we remove this obstacle, this egoic energy obstacle, as I'll refer to it, and come to better understand that energy, as I said, the mirrors to our life, those stories I've been talking about in those different chapters, are the ways from which we can learn about that and start to understand this, whether we are experiencing issues in our spiritual wellness that are being compromised by our ego energy. And again, this is something that I'm going to be sharing with you a great deal over the course of my programs as we go on forward. So far, I have been painting with what I call broader strokes, but as we go forward and after the program I'm going to be doing on ego medicine, we'll start to get into the more specific ways of ego energy affecting us and manifesting in the form of ego stupidity, which is affecting both our human wellness and our spiritual wellness. Both of those are intimately linked. It's difficult to be humanly well and not spiritually well. And it's difficult to be spiritually well and not humanly well. So there's an intimate link between the two. So before we go on to our second break, ask this question of yourself. How are you doing in being the love that God is? When we return, we're going to continue by looking at the life God is. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego, and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life, or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. As we go into the third part of our program today, we're going to take a look at spirituality and spiritual wellness as it relates to our ability to be the life God is and the energy God is. Each of those are parts of the what I call divine truth, of what God, the essence of God is, the notion that our that the love we are within our being is representative of what God is. The life that is within our being and all others is representative of the essence of what God is, and the energy that is within our being is also part of the essence of what God is. Something that is present within all of us because that's the relationship we have with God. So we're going to start again to continue to talk about the notion that God is life and our spiritual wellness involving this particular area. We are spiritually well, and we are being the life God is when we can recognize the presence of God in all life forms, including animal, plant, insect, and human. Now think about that. When it comes to witnessing God's presence in each of those living entities, how well are you able to realize that God is existent within every one of them? Or they couldn't exist just the way you couldn't exist. That's what it means to be the life God is, to recognize the presence of God in all of the life that is surrounding us. All of it. Sometimes people talk about wanting to find God, and I think finding God's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. Just look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Or look at somebody else. And also just look at all of the nature, whether you're looking at a plant, or you're looking at any of your animal friends in your family or outside wildlife, it can be found anywhere and everywhere. It's simple. Also, when we are spiritually well and being the life God is, we treat all life equally, and we treat it with respect, and we honor it at all times and all places. That is what spiritual wellness is about, this ability to treat all life equally and to do so with respect and to honor it at all times and all places. Also, we are spiritually well and being the life God is when we recognize the everlasting nature of our being with no spiritual ending or no spiritual beginning or ending. But that spiritual piece of who we are, that part of us, that God part of us was always existent, has always been. And that means, and that is who we are. That is who we will become or continue to be, that is, as we move forward and we end our existence within this particular earthly plane. So transformation, not death, is what we recognize as our destiny. Human death does not represent it, the true, the full, the complete ending of who we are. It is a transformation, that a journey that we carry forward within the presence of God in our being. So when we are spiritually well, and we are able to be the life God is, we are also able to live fully in the present. We are able to be here and now and embrace what's going on right now. So when our ego energy is healthy, then we're not being constrained by power, flexibility, or vulnerability, difficulties, it's balanced, it doesn't stand in the way of our being the life God is. It remains, in a way, in the background of our life, and in the foreground of our life are two entities, you and God. You and God are in the foreground of your life. Ego is in the background of your life, only called upon when absolutely necessary to help to support us in our survival. But And that's the kind of thing that's taking place when our ego energy is healthy. It doesn't have to be in the forefront. It's in the background. It's part of us, but in the background. We are speaking with our voice. We are speaking with, and we are listening and hearing the voice of God coming through within us when we are in a healthy place. But when our ego energy is not healthy, when it's imbalanced in those kinds of ways I've talked about, again, we start to get entangled in illusions involving separation, inequality, or unworthiness. And we start having difficulty being the life God is, being that life that God is. Now, we are less spiritually well, or we are unwell, when we fail to recognize God's presence in all of the life we encounter at all times and in all places, everywhere. We start to think of certain things as maybe perhaps having God's presence within them, whereas others are not. We are less spiritually well or unwell when we are creating a hierarchy, when we are willing to honor and we are willing to respect some forms of life while dishonoring and disrespecting others. This is something I'm sure you know. We do this in the human species all the time. So when people are abusing others, physically or psychologically, sexually or so on, they're obviously not spiritually well. When people are mistreating others, or maybe they're discriminating against others, or they're exploiting others, and this is happening based on race or religion, perhaps it's due to their ethnicity, a person's gender, their sexual orientation, people based on age. When any of that is happening, that's a reflection of an absence or a person who's not spiritually well. Not spiritually well, because they are not honoring and respecting the life that they are encountering. We are not spiritually well when we are spending most of our time surviving rather than living. When we are spending our time surviving rather than living, we are not spiritually well. And there is a big difference between the two, a difference that our ego energy can contribute to. Next week, we're going to be talking about the gift of life, the gift of our life. And we'll be looking more directly at how our ego energy can weaken things to the point where we no longer are living. We're just surviving. We're just getting from one day to the next. And the lack of spiritual wellness that's happening as a result. So we start to live a lifeless life. We start to settle for less rather than more out of what life has available to us, both from the human side and from the spiritual side. I'll be talking about people who may be in what I call a poor or a fair or maybe a fake good version of life. Particularly, I talk about that in It's Your Ego Stupid and how this can be connected both to the human side of things, our egoic energy, but also the affecting our spirituality, our spiritual wellness, making it difficult to fully actualize what's available in our life. This is happening because our ego has, in a way, taken over our life, and we are not spiritually well when it's happening. So as we leave this focus and move on to talking about the energy God is within our being, how well are you doing in being the life God is? How well are you able to witness the presence of God in all life forms? How well are you in treating all life as equal and worthy of being respected and honored? Okay, now we're going to look at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness when this involves the energy that God is. We're spiritually well and we're being the energy God is when we can recognize our ability to heal and transform into better versions of ourselves. We're able to heal and to transform into better versions of ourselves. That's what the energy God is about. We are born with an innate capacity to heal and to transform when we are able to make a connection with light and truth. We are spiritually well and being the energy God is when we're willing to be guided by the light of truth and understanding. Truth and understanding is extremely powerful. We have to seek it in order to know it, because our ego energy can often get in the way of blocking us from seeking truth, both on the human side of things as well as on the spiritual side of things. We have to be willing to walk toward it, to walk toward truth, and to treat it as a path to follow in order to promote the healing and transformation that is woven into our being. This is a wisdom within our being built upon 3 million years of evolution involving the energy God is, that makes it available. We are an incredible being, capable of so much. And this truth that I'm talking about involving the God, the energy God is, it's a near truth. It's not a distant truth when ego energy isn't getting in the way. When our ego energy is out of the way, we can access this truth fully. We can manifest this divine energy toward being a better version of ourselves when our ego energy is healthy. Our healing and transformation rooted in the light of truth and understanding is made possible. But when our ego energy is unhealthy, and again, imbalanced, whether it's a power issue or a flexibility or a vulnerability issue, again, we get entangled in separation issues, inequality issues, or illusions, that is, or unworthiness. And we have no limit, we don't have any access to the powerful energy of light, truth, and presence. It's just removed from our availability, our ability to make use of it. Even though it's there within us, we can't make contact with it. We're at a distance from it. So we are less spiritually well, and we can remain in the darkness and the ignorance of non-truth and ego stupidity that's preventing any needed healing and transformation from occurring. It's in the way, and we don't know how to get out of the way sometimes. It's something I'll be talking about, is how we are on pause in our healing and transformation when our ego energy is standing in the way. It's blocking us from our being able to heal and transform. In fact, we may not even be seeking truth or understanding due to the power and vulnerability issues. We aren't even looking for it. We don't even have the sense that we need to change, to grow, to make things better within ourselves. Sometimes we can think we're already there, but often we are not. I mean, we are missing the truth. Often we can be seeking to hold on to what we already know with no room for real growth. We're stuck on the truth we know or the truth we want to know. As I've said before, our unhealthy ego energy is serving as a prism, and it blocks us from seeing truth, even though it's right in front of us. We're getting distortion built upon ego power or ego flexibility or ego vulnerability. And we're often left with misguided and unhealthy human attempts to heal and transform that can often fail. And we continue to use them because we don't know where else to go. We're kind of stuck with what we already know, and the door isn't left open to other possibilities, other options that can be potentially better serve us than the ones we already know and maybe we want to know. So when all of that is happening, we are not spiritually well. As we leave this area, again, I ask you, how are you doing in being the energy God is? We have reached the end of today's program. I hope that what I've shared with you about ego's impact on our spirituality and our spiritual wellness involving divine truth can serve as a dose of ego medicine. Next week's program is going to focus on ego's impact on our spirituality and wellness, but in particular, we're going to be looking at the embrace of our 4 divine gifts that I've mentioned previously, the ability to embrace the gift of our life, the opportunity to create our own life, the gift of God within, and the gift of eternal life. I want to end today's program with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine and growing your awareness of symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual, because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.